You're listening to SBS News.
Rafi Catenaccio hasn't been an Optus customer for more than a year, but the telecommunications company has told him his data may have been compromised.
Saying that important information such as financial information and passwords have not been passed, but there's some basic information associated with the account that have been, basically exposed.
He's one of 10 million Optus customers whose email address, date of birth, driver's license number, phone number and passport details could have been compromised. Those details can be used to produce 100 points of identification and used to create a fake identity. In a badly worded and misspelled statement online, the alleged group behind the breach was attempting to extort $1.5 million to not release the data of 10,000 customers. But now the group appears to have retracted the demand, saying it has deleted the data and is sorry to customers and Optus. Cybersecurity expert Alastair McGibbon says the real reason behind why the alleged attackers have released these messages may never be known.
The reality is this is a criminal posting saying that they've suddenly deleted up to 10 million people's data and they apologise for doing this. I'm very sceptical. I think there are probably other explanations for why this has occurred. And in time, we may well find out the truth.
The federal government has been critical of Optus, with Cybersecurity Minister Claire O'Neill saying the company had effectively left the window open for the hackers. Not so, according to Optus CEO Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin, who told the ABC their data is protected.
Our data was encrypted and we have multiple layers of protection. So it is not the case of having some sort of completely exposed API sitting out there. In addition, what's really important for people to understand is that we have had the Australian Centre for Cybersecurity actually scan our perimeter. We have done that with an independent cyber expert as well. And that is because we want to make sure the environment is secure.
Minister O'Neill has released a statement expressing her concern that the data breach could also include Medicare numbers and that consumers have a right to know exactly what personal information has been compromised. Her statement said she wanted to reassure Australians the full weight of cybersecurity capabilities across government were working constantly to respond to the breach. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the breach should never have happened.
We can reassure Australians that the whole of the Australian government is working to address the consequences of this breach. In particular, the Australian Federal Police is devoting huge effort with a large number of officers working on this. The Australian Federal Police is working with industry, working with state and territory police forces, and also working with the FBI.
Optus still doesn't know who is behind the attack, but CEO Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin maintains the telco is doing all it can to protect the sensitive information of its customers.
Customers understand that we are not the villains and that we have not done anything deliberate to put any of our customers at risk. In fact, quite the contrary, we're doing everything we can to prevent that from happening.
The data breach has impacted current and past customers dating back to 2017. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.